Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, hold on, I'm putting this on the Brunson joint. Oh, he didn't send it to me, did he send it to me? No. What is this? Alright, ready? Alright. All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation on this Friday evening. Another edition of Knicks Fan TV Post Game Live, episode 500. But unfortunately, we got the wrong music here tonight, man. The Knicks headed into the Alamo with a showdown with Wemby and a San Antonio team that had won two in a row. And the Knicks would have their work cut out for them from right out the gate. The San Antonio Spurs team took it right to them. And before you knew it, this Knicks team was down by 17 going into the half. But Captain Clutch Jalen Brunson would put the team on his back and would not be denied, man. A 61-point masterclass. One too short of breaking Carmelo's record. But this game still had to be won. And as it got into crunch time, as it got into overtime, the Knicks, with the help of the Zebras, just could not get it done, man. And so there we have it, 130 to 126. Knicks lose in overtime, a disgusting loss to the San Antonio Spurs, man. Let's talk about it. CB the Franchise, Alex Chitaro, CK2K in the building. Salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I'm disgusted, man. I'm absolutely disgusted. It's post-game 500. I had the glass of scotch ready, the party hats and everything I had to put away. This was supposed to be a bum night celebration. And you know what? These guys did not rise to the occasion. Yes, this thing, they ultimately would take the lead and had a chance to win this several times, but I just thought they set a bad tone opening this game and allowing the Spurs to be the aggressors, Knicks not being physical with them, and really got caught by surprise, man. Got caught by surprise. Spurs were the more physical team, the more athletic team, got out into transition, smoked the Knicks, 13 or 17 first quarter assists for the Spurs. So it was that type of night. But nevertheless, I felt like that first half, the Knicks really took San Antonio's best shot. And I had to figure, make or miss league, that the Spurs were not going to be on fire like they were in the first half, in the second half. And so the Knicks were able to jump back in it. Brunson was outstanding. Third quarter, what do you have, 24 points in the third quarter? Unbelievable. Masterclass, as we said. I was very surprised that Popovich had Trey Jones isolated on him for most of it. I don't even think we saw Devin Vassell guarding Brunson for any of that exposure. So that was an interesting, defensive game plan there by Pop. Surely didn't work. But, there was just so much there. Wemby, he killed us. He definitely killed us. Whether it was on the glass, the opportunistic putbacks, the threes, that killed us. The free throw discrepancy, what'd you say it was? 36-6?
32-12.
32-12. Free throw disparity. You had a jump ball violation. I mean, I really thought the refs were in the bag tonight. They were on the
tape.
Oh,
they were in
tonight.
Their bag. They were in their bag. They were pulling out
Vegas
all the tricks.
Bag.
Did somebody get paid tonight? I mean, come on, man. What was going on here, man? A jump ball violation in overtime?
I don't even know what the violation was.
I didn't even see what the violation was.
I don't understand it yet. I thought I knew basketball, but apparently tonight I learned something new.
Oh, I'm disgusted, man. Oh, no, man. Al, go ahead and jump in on this, man.
It's just fascinating, guys, considering that the Spurs are 28th when it comes to free throw attempts in the league. 28th, but yet tonight they decide to get up to 32,
yeah.
12 going to Victor Wembanyama. Jalen Brunson only getting 6, and I just find it interesting for a guy who – his whole game is, you know, his whole game is based on being physical, getting into the paint, only walks away with 6 free throw attempts, guys. But yet Wemby out here is getting 12. How is your rookie already getting whistles like he's Kobe? How is he already out here as a rookie already getting whistles like he's Jordan? How is this already happening? Like, I get the whole thing about being like the next kind of LeBron out here, but really? In this matchup? I get that the Knicks started off poorly, as you said, CP. Like, they were asleep at the wheel. I mean, they were allowing three-pointers to be raining from the start of this game. So they have to own that mistake. But at the same time, the game was quickly shifted in how it was called from the first half to the second half, and it's plain as day. And, I mean, the jump ball violation is just a cherry on top at this point, just because for the fact that we don't even know what it is, but yet that call was made. It's just very interesting. I will say this, though. Defensively, the Knicks were not on their A game tonight. They were a step slow. It could have been better. You didn't have anyone outside of Jalen Brunson offensively who was able to score tonight. And I said this in Game of the Week preview. If you don't get the offensive production from Dante or McBride, you're going to need a phenomenal performance by Jalen Brunson. You got it.
Yeah.
We got it tonight. 61 points. I wish he got 63 and the win. Right? So that way he gets the record and the win. They didn't get it tonight, but you just see that Devin Vassell, Victor Wembanyama, Keldon Johnson for part of this game too were clicking. And that's why the Spurs were able to walk away with this victory, man. Especially Wemby, man. Wemby decided to
40 points.
Turn it on.
40 and 20 for Wembanyama, man. CK, you called it on play-by-play. What'd you think, man?
I think Alex brings up a great point. Also, something you said something about Wembanyama had how many free throws in that game?
He had 12.
Mm. How many did the Knicks have as a team?
12.
Ah, crazy. Insane. Absolutely insane. And another thing, on top of everything that you guys already listed, I think, you know, outside of refereeing, outside of, you know, them getting the jump on us up top, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like tonight we took a step back defensively. I think that's a huge thing. You talk about how this team is not one of the top teams at getting the free throw line. On top of that, they're not a great shooting team either. They're not a great three-point shooting team either. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, they're at the bottom of the list, and they were riding 50% or I think a little above 50% at the halftime mark. And mind you, we slowed them down a little bit in the second half, but not enough. And on top of that, we were giving up so many open jumpers. Devin Vassell. Yeah. I know we're talking about Wembanyama, but Devin Vassell was killing us in the mid-range.
He was cooking McBride, man. It was a tough matchup for McBride tonight, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of people are getting a piece of that. You know, Dante, I'm looking at, he got a few pieces of Vassell, too. I just feel like the defense was a tad bit slow on top of the referees and stuff like that. It didn't help us. And that's the one thing that I think it's not going to be talked about enough. I know that the fouling was annoying. I know that the free throws were annoying. And I know that Wembanyama's 40 and 20 on repeat on ESPN is going to be annoying as well.
Yeah.
But we didn't help ourselves defensively tonight. It was like you were saying, CP. It felt like everyone felt like it was a bum night kind of a vibe. Dante, I thought, shot well tonight. I mean, he didn't really get the opportunities, but he shot well. He shot 50-something from the field and 50 from three. Brunson, we needed Brunson to do what Brunson did tonight because everyone else just seemed a tad bit slow.
Yeah.
Hartenstein had 0 rebounds going into the half. All the fouls that you could ask, like, it was a rough situation for us defensively. And we tried our best. I'm glad we got our first lead in the fourth quarter. Congratulations to us. But, fouling really sucked towards the end. But I feel like we definitely put ourselves in the situation before refereeing, if we really want to be honest with tonight. But the free throw differential, you can't argue that one too much. That one's tough.
The last play or the last Knicks play where, you know, they had a chance to tie it or take the lead, is 12 seconds left. Yeah, Brunson put the shot up. Precious gets the rebound. You know, kind of, he buckled under pressure. You know, he was looking for Devo. Devo couldn't control the pass. He was running out to the three-point line. And, yeah, it's just, you know, one of those circumstances, man. I just wasn't there, Al. What'd you think about that last play right there, that turnover?
I mean, you said it, Precious. Just, you know, there's just some moments where you're not ready for, and it just takes a lot of repetition and experience. I mean, Precious has been playing a lot of heavy minutes for the Knicks, especially when Ihart was injured. You don't have Mitchell Robinson, so he's not – I wouldn't expect him to necessarily be used to every single situation. So for something like this, it's not shocking for a guy who, you know, is now thrusted into a role where you're playing a lot of minutes. You're now a key part in what the Knicks are doing and their success. I'm not shocked that he caved under pressure, because you have to understand the situation in basketball. Like, he's not the guy who's going to be taking a shot, right? Like,
right.
I get, like, we all want to say, hey, Precious, put up the shot. It's you got it, man. There's a few seconds left, but if you're thinking about the order, it's going to be Brunson. He probably didn't see Brunson. The next guy would be Dante DiVincenzo, who we saw Dante was just clearing out. You want a three. That was initially the goal with Brunson taking the three. So you're thinking, okay, if Brunson didn't do it, why not go to our next best three-point shooter, get it to Dante? I'm not too upset about it. I think it's a fine idea to go get it to one of your better shooters and not take that shot yourself. But, you know, I'm not shocked that he wasn't ready to execute in that circumstance.
Yeah, just one of those situations, man. It happens, you know. It's just one of those things. I would say that and you know, this loss was tough because you had Brunson at 61. I'm kind of glad he didn't tie a break Melo's record in a loss, because I really didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, no,
you know
no,
what
no,
I mean?
No.
Yeah, we could still talk about it and marvel at the masterclass because he was absolutely brilliant and, you know, and kind of questions Pop's defensive philosophy there, but I'm kind of glad he didn't break it on a loss because against the Spurs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And then you had Dante broke the record, single-season three-point record.
And we forgot.
And we forgot. That's how disgusting and disgraceful this loss was, man. Absolutely disgusting, man. You know, but it was like, man, once – the DiVincenzo, the Hartenstein, and we got to see what's up with him. When he went down with that wrist injury, first off, I was ready to fight Chetty Osman right then and there. I was ready to jump through the screen. I was ready to book a flight to the Alamo and pull up on Chetty Osman, right? But after Hartenstein went down, I said, nah, we about to lose guys on a bum night to a bum team with playoff aspirations. Wrap this game up. I don't care what happens.
Amen.
Just get these guys back to New York healthy, because Hartenstein goes down, drops right on his wrist. I'm thinking it's over with. And then Mitch turns the surgically repaired ankle. I said, nah.
Ankle.
I said, no, wrap this game up right now. I don't care. I don't care what the score is. Throw in the towel. Go home. Like, no, we cannot lose our guys like this on a night like this. Not worth it, man. No way.
Yeah.
I was not trying to go out like that, bro.
I agree. I just want to comment one last time about that. Why do we jump pass so much? Why do we pick up the ball and jump and pass so often?
I knew
it was going to have to bite us in the butt in a key moment for it to finally be highlighted. Because everything you said is true, Alex. But Precious wanted to shoot. He did everything to shoot. And in the last second, decided to throw in between Deuce and Dante. Because he's like, maybe there's more time. I probably shouldn't shoot this. Shoot the ball. Like, I would have rather you shot and missed that than you doing exactly what you did. Like, we do this so often. I think in my play call, I complained at least four times before that play about us jumping and passing for no reason. There's no reason. He got a clear, great rebound.
Yeah.
I would have much rather him bring it down and pass it out. And if you turn it off that way, then it is what it is. But I'm also fine with you turning around and shooting it over the small. I think it was Trey Jones. It was someone smaller than him. Shoot that ball. That's what you wanted to do. That's what your instinct told you to do. But midway through it, in 2K terms, you hit X for no reason and you passed it out of bounds. I'm so sick of us jump passing so much. And I hope that this right here, I hope that gets highlighted and played over and over and over again so we can get that stupid habit out of our entire roster and jump passing the ball, because look, we get too many turnovers off the jump pass, and this is probably the most vital of all of them we've had this season. At the end of the game, that's how we lost by two.
Yeah.
Crazy. Can't stand it.
Now, I hear you, CK. Yeah, go ahead, bro. I hear you. But, you know, like, the one thing I'll say is that sometimes, like, because it's such a fluid game. Like, you're in the moment. You're like, oh, this is my shot. I'm going to take it. And then next thing you know, you're like, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be the one doing this. I'm not the one supposed to be doing this. You know how that is. He's like, I'm not on the pecking order to be doing this right now.
Yeah, he's like, no.
Because, you know, if he took the shot, they could be like, yo, why would you take that shot? We had seconds left. Pass it to one of the other guys who's a better shooter. Because that's just how it goes sometimes, man. Look, we've all played pickup basketball. We've all done the jump pass before. We all know how it goes.
And I hate it then, too, bro.
Absolutely, man.
The only thing is I can say something then. Like, hey, man, why are you jumping in the pass? Oh, yeah. Oh, I can go on. I'm sorry.
Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Hit that thumbs up on Free Boys. CP, Alex, CK in the building. Post-game live, number 500. And we got to talk about a loss on a bum night, on a Friday night at that. I'm still sipping, though. I'm still going to celebrate. Salute to Brian Arante, franchise channel member, $5 Super Chat. Rough loss tonight, but let's do a resurrection on Easter Sunday and take with the win over OKC. Congrats on 500, fellas. Salute to Brian Arante. All right, salute to Brian Arante. Okay, who else we got? Going through some more Super Chats. Let me see who else we got here. Hang tight.
Why are you laughing, CK?
Someone said that they need to wear ankle weights in practice.
Bro, yeah, right. CT Pittman, salute to CT, franchise channel member. 90, welcome to the franchise channel memberships. We have, you know what? It's so funny. We, on the day where we celebrate 500 episodes, we also hit 500 franchise channel members.
Oh,
let's go.
That's huge,
yesterday. Just yesterday. That's we hit 500 channel members just yesterday. So, serendipity, as Clyde would say, man. Russell Whiskey, $5 Super Chat, says congrats on 500. Appreciate you, Russell. He's always in here for every one of them. So he's a big part of it as well. Got you open. Another one, $10 Super Chat. Here's to another 500 episodes. Big ups to all the KFTV fam. Salute to Got You Open. My two cents is 425 here in France. Had to salute KFTV fam, CP, Alex, CK, chat on 500. Proud of what y'all have built. Tough night. Apologies for our French export. Wemby killed us tonight, man. He killed us. And shout out to my two cents. He was in the he was with us during the Scott Perry interview today, so he never misses a show either. Oh, and salute a $200 super chat from none other. Then the Rhyme Animal Chuck D, ladies and gentlemen. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, I'm unmad. Can't throw away halves. Nowhere at no time going forward. It was a game where Julius could have scored 40. OG would have thrown bumps on Wemby waist down if they played. It was training for the playoffs. And if you never saw Lou Alcindor, that was Wemby. Salutes KFTV 500. RIP, man. I think Chuck, was that comment? RIP. Lou Gossett. We did lose a legend, Lou Gossett Jr. as well, man. RIP to him. I'm not sure if Chuck's comment was cut off there, but shout out to Chuck, the Rhyme Animal Chuck D, man. $200 super chat, much appreciated. Unwavering support. He's in here nightly. He's in the Mosh chat, as he dubbed it, and we appreciate it, man.
Real one. Legend.
Absolutely. Yeah, I did not like that I felt like the Knicks took this team lightly, you know.
For sure.
I felt like they took them lightly. This is not the same team that they saw earlier this year. Well, I was at that game. Wemby was not the same player. Not nearly the same impact, you know.
But we not the same team either. That's
no, that's true.
We can't take them lightly.
That's
right.
True.
That's the problem.
But, I mean, you know, to see a 7'3" guy start to get comfy and really start impacting the game in the way that he did tonight. That's scary stuff, man.
Bro was playing point guard in some possessions.
It was kind of scary,
man.
For real.
Bro, he was taking Ihart and Mitch off the dribble.
Yeah.
Off the dribble.
Yeah.
I talked about it with Noah Margaro George on the Game of the Week preview, and, you know, he asked me, like, what did I see from Wemby? I'm like, and we had this whole discussion. It's just impressive for how he is just continuously – evolved every week, every month, and it's getting to the point where it's like yo, this dude is just like, and Noah said it, like, he still makes mistakes. He's not a fully polished player yet, but to have the impact that he does right now on the court for how young he is, it is scary, CP. It is truly scary because I'm watching this game tonight and I'm just thinking about the 99 finals between the Knicks and the Spurs. I'm just, that rage is like coming out where I hate the Spurs right now. And I don't want to see this team.
It's back,
I don't
want to
see this team. I already, like, as a basketball fan, Wemby's cool. As a Knicks fan, I hate Wemby right now. I don't want to see Wemby at all. Get him out of my face. How he threw the ball at the end, I'm like, this guy,
oh my God.
I swear to God.
After the big three. No, everything he was doing. I get you.
You're starting to see the dark side. You're starting to see the dark side, man.
I don't want it, man. I cannot. If there's ever a future, if there's ever a universe, a layer, a realm where the Knicks play the Spurs again in the next 10 years, and it's against Wemby and it's Brunson, it's going to be – full-on hatred, man. It's going to be full-on hatred against that.
I'm telling you. And what was up at the Popovich's, great food, especially down there in Texas, man. Great food. If you go there, get the Admiral's platter. Popping. Popido, wherever you go. Dallas,
he's thinking about food at this point.
San Antonio. Yeah. What was up with the Popovich? No technical foul.
Bro.
Berating the referees.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Bro.
I get it. This guy got clout, but come on, man. We got a game. You got to respect the game.
This is just adding to the layer of the officiating for the night, man.
Come on, man.
It's like, come on. What's happening now? Who paid? How much did Pop pay?
And you know, I'm sorry. Like, you know, listen, Breed's my guy. He's been on the show. I respect him a lot. But you got to stop carrying water for the league sometimes, man. He tends to, like, make excuses for the league a lot of the times, man. It's like, yo, come on, man. Come on, Breed, man. That should have been a T. Any way you slice it.
Everyone got an F-bomb.
Yeah.
It was clear on camera. Every ref got an F-bomb.
You just saw Nick Nurse and them get fined 50
racks the
other night. Come on, man. Yep. Come on, man. Yeah. Call it what it is.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, I completely agree.
You know?
I said the same thing on the broadcast. Yep.
Yeah, come on, man.
There was
just so much in that game that I was just disgusted with. I was just like, yo, just come home, you know, safe and sound with no injuries, man. Forget this game.
Yeah.
Absolutely forget this game. So as we – and we're going to get to the calls. Call us up, 657-383-1509 is the number to call. Or you can hit us up on the KFTV Discord. And stream is chopping up a little bit, but we will get that fixed. Okay, taking a look at the standings right now. Cleveland did win tonight, and Orlando lost. So the Knicks slipped back to fourth, half game back of the Cavs, and with the Orlando loss, still two games up on the Orlando Magic, three games up on the Pacers, and four games up on the Heat. TK, were you watching that game? I know you were watching some of the Orlando ones here and there, right?
Yeah, I did. We did a little bit of NFL Red Zone with those, both the end of those games. Yeah, we caught the end of the Cleveland one. It was Mo Bamba. Could have tied it up, missed the free throws, and then the Cleveland Cavaliers made a bucket on the other end. Evan Mobley made a three, and then that was the wrap for him. But we did also catch the Orlando one, and we saw the Clippers win that game. But yeah, man, Cavaliers, they toughed it out.
Yeah.
And right at the end of the broadcast too, we were talking about it. At the end of the Cavaliers broadcast, they showed the standings and they circled our game, and at the time we were down by 8 points. So you know they were watching our game.
I was hoping we'd get the
upset.
Rent free.
Yeah.
Rent
right.
free.
That's what I'm saying.
They scared.
Yeah.
So they get the
win tonight, but
it ain't over.
Well, maybe they're circling like, we need this matchup again because we need CP back out here for pizza.
No, you
CP back. Whoa, hang on, man. How did I miss this one?
Uh-oh.
You people in the chat gotta alert us this. We got a $500 super chat.
Ooh.
From my guy, Jason Cal Caddis.
Wow.
Salute to J. Cal. All in podcast. This week in startups. Salute to J. Cal, man. 500 for 500. Thanks for all the good times, CP, Alex, JDCK, and everyone in the KFTV fam. Salute to J-Cal, man. $500 super chat. Much appreciated, man. A day one as day one can be, man. Yeah, I can't believe I missed it. I just saw, you know, I got the chat open on a separate screen, and I see all the super chats popped up. A $500 super chat from J-Cal. Did that one just come in, people in the chat? Did we, or did we miss it?
I missed it.
Wow.
I missed it as well.
I missed it.
That must have just came in.
I'm the worst.
Must have just came in. Well, salute to J-Cal, man. Much appreciated. You know, thanks for the support, man, as always. Let's get to the phones, man. We're going to get to some more super chats as well. We just want to get the people there, allow the people to have their opinions in here. Rambo, let's go. Unmute your mic.
Yo, hey, everybody, pump yep. your brakes.
Let's go.
Pump your brakes, okay?
Let's go.
Tonight. And if y'all throw tomatoes. I don't care. Tonight happened the way exactly it was supposed to happen. It's game 500. You got to know something, man. I am not a day one. I admit that, man. As big as this platform yeah. is and as much as you want to be a part of it, I am not a day one. Okay? This was nostalgic for me. Classic Knicks cardiac affair. Do you know this was Knicks therapy at one time, man? I love this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. This was not an emotionally draining night. This was an emotionally invigorating night. Precious got that offensive rebound. I was like, put it up.
Yeah.
You know? But it's okay.
Yeah.
This felt like a playoff game. I'm going to be real with you. This felt like a playoff game, man. This is perfect practice we need for the playoffs. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, hold your head. Man, this is episode 500. Yeah. We just had Scott Perry on today, man.
Yeah, what'd you think about this Perry interview, man? What'd you think, man?
Man, I think for one, I'm going to tell you like this. I felt like, CP, you handled yourself very well because I know it was something else everybody wanted to talk about. But we need to show people that this is a safe place and this is a safe platform for all Knicks fans and all people to come on. So I want all you guys that are listening in and tuning in right now to understand that. We need more people coming in here to KFTV. So we got to give them real questions.
Yeah.
We got to give them, you know, I've never seen Scott Perry do an interview. I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
I've never
exclusive.
Seen that. Man, this is exclusive. Bro, I was so hyped. Oh, my God, man. I think my phone was dying. I'm at work. Oh, I don't even talk about it, man. But, man, listen, tonight was okay, man. We ran through a Frenchman. And at the same time, we also got a Frenchman out of our record books.
Yeah.
All at the same night. All right? We're good. I already told you. We're not worried about the seating.
CK
we're not worried about none
CK
of that.
CK got the bars. CK just got that. He just got that for an EA.
That was good.
Salute, man. You know, yeah, appreciate
you, good.
Man. I like how you put it in perspective. I like how you put it in perspective. You know, they got a little act right tonight, a little reset, if you will. Every once in a while, they got to get, you know, knocked off the pedestal, wake up, get smacked around. You had a young team take it to them tonight.
Humbled, if you will.
Humbled. Absolutely. That's the word, Al. Humbled.
Nostalgic. This is the third loss to an under 500 team. I mean, this is nostalgic to me. This is what this was. This was cool. I'm not tripping about this. I'm not tripping about the seating. Hey, man, y'all hold your head, man. 500 episodes.
That.
Hit that like button.
Let's
hit that subscribe button. Invite everybody over because we're going up in the playoffs, man.
Let's go.
50 points. Oh, my God. Get me off the line, CP, or else I'm not going nowhere. Oh.
Rambo from Tampa. Salute to you, man. That's our guy, you know?
Brandon Guest in the chat said, no Diddy.
Yo. Yeah. Yeah. We ain't going to talk about Brother Love, man. That boy is in a world of pain, world of problems right now. Shout out to Rob Animal Chuck D, man. $50 super chat. He said he meant to send $250 to buy out the bar. Yes, he meant. R.I.P. Lou Gossett, man. R.I.P. Iron Eagle, who went to Pace University with my mom. Wow. Didn't even know Lou Gossett went to Pace University right here in New York, man. Ironically, was Officer and a Gentleman. That's where he won. Lou Gossett won the first black actor to win Best Supporting Actor. At the Oscars for Officer and a Gentleman in a military town in San Antonio. That's pretty ironic. That's where it took place, with Wemby passing the test on us. Salute to J. Cal and KFTV Nation. Salute to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, man. History lesson in the Super Chat. Yeah, definitely RIP to the legend, Lou Gossett, man. We're losing so many of our legends and icons. Man. It's unfortunate, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they don't make them like they do, man. They don't make them like that, man. Shout out Andrew Davis. Welcome to the Franchise Channel Memberships. Speaking of Franchise Channel members, shout out to Daily Show, who gifted 10 Franchise Channel memberships. So they're in a given mood tonight. Okay. And they just joined themselves. So they joined and then gifted 10. Shout out to them. $10 Super Chat from Count Olav's Trap Line. $10 Super Chat. Says, big fan, been following for the past two seasons. Love the work. Congrats on all the years, y'all. Mad love. Thumbs up in the chat. And even Wemby couldn't stop. Sesenta Brunson. Yeah. Brunson was taking all those boys to school, man. It's tough because, you know, tonight should have been the night where we talk for a half hour straight on a Brunson 61-point masterclass because, you know, as he just started getting going in the third quarter, I said, oh, there he is.
24 points in the third quarter.
There he is. That's our guy, killing everybody like he always does. So, unfortunate that that it did end in a loss. But, Al, what did you think about the Brunson 60-piece, man?
Yo, I tweeted this out during the game, and I said, this is stardom power right here by Jalen Brunson. The team struggled to get going in the first half. The second half begins, and Brunson calls his number on multiple possessions and has closed the gap, putting the Knicks in striking range halfway through the third quarter. I mean, that's just what a star does, right?
Yeah.
He sees that his team is struggling. He calls his own number, gets out there, and starts putting up points, and he went 25 of 47. He shot over 50% on 47 attempts and came through with 61 points and only went to the line six times, by the way. Only six of those shots.
Times.
Six of six. He only went to the line six times. Only six of those points out of the 61 came from the free throw line, from the charity stripe. The dude is just an animal, man. Like,
unreal.
Different, man. We haven't seen anything like this in a long time, right? Whether it's like Melo, you think about Ewing, guys who are able to like impose their will, but the difference is he's a 6 foot guard, 6'1" guard. Doesn't matter where on the floor, man. Three level score. He doesn't have the crazy speed just to, you know, like De'Aaron Fox to get past people. He's just able to use his strength and his footwork and still get shots off. It's just insane. He keeps impressing me every single game, guys. Like, point, I don't know what the limit is. Like, coming into the season, CPU did the interview with Fred Katz saying,
it's going to get better.
You guys discussed, like, is there another level to Brunson? And people in the front office said, they believe there's another level to Brunson.
Yeah.
Seeing that level, this is just like, I wonder what the next level is for the following season because, you know, he's not even in his prime, really. You know, he's like 26. That's not truly the prime. Like, depending who you talk to, man. Some people believe it's 27. Some people believe it's 28. Like, that 28 to 30 range is, like, really, like, the mark of the prime. So, I'm just curious to see what that next level is for this dude, man. Because, my God.
He's just getting started,
insane
man.
Performance.
I was showing on the highlights when he cooks Trey Jones, when they cleared out, and he had Jay Jones in the isolation on the left side.
You know, they put four on the side. Like, get out of the way.
Yeah, and he cooks him. I think that's when he got to 59, right? And then on the very next play, they cleared out the right side. I say, listen. I said, if he does this, and he put a move on him and did like a turnaround, step back, like fade away. I said, bro,
fade
if he
away.
Gets a shot, I'm turning the TV off. I was ready to turn the TV off at that point. But I said, bro. When they cleared out the right side for him, I said, oh, no, they're showing out right now.
Yeah.
But either way, he did get the 61 ultimately. But, all for naught, unfortunately, man. But in typical Brunson fashion, what was his quote after the game? We gave this team confidence. We gave them confidence early, and they got rolling.
Yeah.
That's it. Just like we said.
That's it.
Just like we said.
And the thing is, guys, that talking to Noah yesterday, the way to put this team on their heels was to go at Wemby and be physical. And Hartenstein didn't really do that. I mean, also, he was getting a favorable whistle, but they didn't put Wemby in a position where the game was too physical, and then he had to match Braun with Braun. Instead, he was able to go into his bag and be that skillful player that he is. And that just, as you said,
brought up because everything turned into a foul.
Yeah. That's the biggest issue, CK.
That was my issue with it. Because you're right. You're right. Because then when the referee set that, you know, that point, it's tough to then assert your will. Because Hartenstein, you saw in the beginning of the third quarter when we went on that run, that was a big part of it. You know, Wembanyama, we took him out of the game for a majority of those possessions because of everything you just said. Hartenstein probably looked at his stat sheet and said, 2 points and no rebounds? Oh, yeah. And you saw him be the aggressor, but then it went right back to the same thing. Anytime there was any slight contact on Wembanyama, he got the benefit of the doubt. He got the call, so then it's hard to do that. And then, yes, and then like Alex was saying, then he stood out there dancing on a step-back threes in a three on the buzzer and then doing a little waddle away. Like, you know, it's really tough to impose that will if, you know, we don't really get the opportunity or the chance to do it. That's what I'm saying. If we're gonna do this whole, the referee's talking about they switching it up, so they're calling the games like the playoffs now in the last part of the regular season. The place I want to see it more so is with the bigs. I want to see these guys play physical. You know, I think Wembanyama can do it. I just don't think we got the chance to see that because tonight he was just getting the benefit of the call.
They definitely retracted that memo for tonight's game.
Yeah.
32 free throws.
Insane, man. 1,300 people on the check-in. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that like button. Everybody in the chat, we got over 1,000 people in the chat, 1,300 to be exact. Right now, if you haven't already, there's a thumbs-up icon right under this video. If you're watching on your phones or on your computer, if you're watching on TV, it should pop up in, like, your menu. Hit that like button. Very important. Hit the like button, hit the share button, and subscribe to the channel. You're seeing a lot of people chatting in the chat right now. If you are watching and you're not able to chat, that means you're not subscribed to the channel. So all you have to do is hit the subscribe button. It is free. And sometimes if you're on the computer and you do that, you might have to refresh your browser to get into the chat. But this is where it is, man. The Moz chat, as Chuck D says. All my franchise channel members, salute to you guys, especially on episode 500. Over 500 franchise channel members. Throw an emoji in the chat to let us know that you guys are in here, man. Throw one of those custom franchise channel member emojis in the chat. Let us know you're in here. Salute Jamaica Queens 22. Man. Another loyal franchise channel member. They just gifted 5 memberships as well. So salute to them. Ooh. Salute to Jean Cheriel, franchise channel member, $10 super chat. Congrats on 500. Salute to you, Jean. Salute to Jean. Let me make sure I get some more people in here. Been slacking on reading the super chats past couple of nights, so I got to catch up. King Matthews, another franchise channel member, fight out super chats as Brunson put up 61 points, and he's not in the top 10 MVP ranking. Yet Victor gets calls like he's a vet / MVP. Plus that jump ball violation was BS. Shout out to King Matthews, man. Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
Want to hear something even more disgusting?
Yeah, go ahead. We're here. Might as well. The vibe.
Shout out to John O'Connell who responded to my comment about the disparity in free throw calls in this game. He said at one point in regulation it was 3-22, meaning the Knicks only had 3 free throw attempts while the Spurs had 22.
There you go. There you go.
Nasty work, as you would say, man.
Shout out to Eccentric Team hashtag new, even though I felt like they've been in here before. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll also shout you guys out, man. Al, if you see some franchise channel members, man, shout them out in the chat, man. Who you see in there, man?
Shout out to Patrice 2020 for being a franchise channel member. Lopez 104, shout out to you as well. Shout out to my guy, TM. I know TM's in the chat. Got to always give him a shout out because apparently, CP, there was a memo out there saying I never gave TM his credit for being a franchise channel member. So I got to make sure every single episode I got to give TM his credit for being the chief mod in operation.
Yeah, sometimes we overlook, you know what I mean? Because he's internal. They're internal, man. They're one of us. So sometimes we overlook that, you know?
For sure. Shout out to JJ as well for being a franchise channel member. Courtney J, shout out to you. Christopher Ashley in here as well.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all you guys for being franchise channel members.
No question.
Supporting the movement. Brandon Guest as well. Shout out to you, too.
Yeah, shout out to
Guest. And young Kobe. We got young Kobe in here, too.
That's my guy, Kobe, man. Shout out to Kobe, man. All right, let's get to the phones here with the people. Got to say 845. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Alex calling in from Orange County, New York. First
How
of
you
all,
feeling,
I just
man?
Want to say I'm doing good, guys. How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
This is the first time I'm calling in, so, you know, lifelong Knicks fan. But I just want to talk about, man, my stomach's in knots after tonight. I cannot believe what happened. It's just Wemby, unbelievable. But I haven't seen him do that all year, to be honest. Yeah. So it's just he was hitting, like, he looked like prime Dirk Nowitzki against us. He was doing insane moves.
Yeah.
Boiling
it's
baby
scary,
tonight.
Man. It's kind of scary.
I can't believe it. Yeah, Jalen Brunson, honestly, like, took my breath away with every single move that he made tonight. He just was, you know, bucket after bucket at the end of the game. You saw that he was just a little tired, I feel like. And that kind of led to, like, forcing shots. You know, like, I kind of agree with Rhyme Animal, what he said that, you know, I haven't felt this way after a Knicks game in a while. I'm completely winded, you know, like, I feel like I'm finally coming back down to earth. You know, my hands were, like, shaking that whole fourth quarter and overtime.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
Madden.
I mean, shout out to you guys, for real. I mean, you know, first time calling in, sorry if it's just a little rambunctious, but.
Yeah, man.
I'm just, you know, a little nervous.
Just why you mad, man? It's Knicks. This is Knicks therapy, man. It's all good, man. It's all good. You came to the right.
I feel you guys. But shout out to you guys, of course, and thank you for everything again. And let's go to the playoffs and let's knock them out. This team is only, what, 18 wins now. So if that's who we're going to lose to, let's hope that Wemby had his best game of the season against us.
Yeah.
And, you know, legendary matchup. Let's go, Knicks.
Just a little reset, man. Just a little reset. You know, Nick said I had to wake up a little bit. It's all good. 917, what's your name? Where are you calling in from? This guy partying?
Hello?
Yeah, what are you doing? You clubbing in your house? What's going on, man?
No, I'm trying to drown my sorrows, bro. We were going to win that game. Wemby destroyed us.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
I'm Kareem. I called in from before. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I'm in New York, you know, been a Knicks fan since 99, you know, Sprewell, all that.
Yep.
But I feel like we need to do something other than ISO Brunson, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm watching college basketball right now. They're passing the ball. They're getting good shots. I think if we had warmed up McBride a little bit, got him a shot or two, and didn't do ISO, he might have made that shot in the regulation.
No,
and it's the same with Precious.
No, Michelle was clamping him up. He had a tough matchup tonight.
Yeah, you know, I Chibs is our coach. He's the best coach we've had in a long, long time. But in the playoffs, we got to diversify looks, because if it's just ISO Brunson, that's too much pressure. You know, I would love to see him get the scoring record, but we got to run some set. We got to do a pick and roll. We got to get someone an easy shot at the end of the game, you know. Spurs are not the best defense in the league, so.
All right. Well, sound like you out for Friday night, man. So I'm going to let you get back to the party, man.
Hey, yeah. Sorry to call in the bar. Shout out y'all. CP the Franchise. You're killing the game. Thank you so much.
Tell everybody in the bar to subscribe to the Knicks Fan TV. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Just do us that favor.
Yeah. Hey, 89th in Amsterdam is about to all subscribe. I got you, bro.
Let's go.
All right,
man. We're going to drop this guy off. It's Friday night. He's getting to it. The young guy, you know, he's getting after it tonight.
Did he call you first of all, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Did he just call you CP the Franchise?
I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
I thought I heard him say franchise. I'm like, were you going back to this again?
I didn't hear that, man. If I would have heard that, I would have packed him up early. I would have got him up out of early. I didn't hear that, man.
Okay. I thought I heard that, but I need the chat to clarify. Chat, did you hear that? Did you hear franchise? I thought I heard franchise for a second. Second thing. Why are we talking about what college basketball is doing for the NBA?
Watching
about diversity. That's what college basketball is for.
Yeah, that's what college basketball is for.
Oh, I'm like, listen,
man. You rock with the Brunson masterclass.
Right.
Until the end. It was just one of those nights. He had it. Yeah. There's an opportunity cost to that, and that is sometimes other guys are going to get cold or they're not going to be involved as much. It's one of those nights. Hart didn't look like he wanted to shoot tonight. Devo had it. I thought McBride had a very hard matchup with Vassell. That was pretty clear from the opener. And CK is very funny because before we started play-by-play, me and you were looking at the picks, and we saw an underdog, and shout out to Underdog, go to underdogfantasy.com. Use our code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. But the McBride three-point make number was at three.
Three.
And I was thinking too. I was like, that's kind of
low.
You thought it was low?
You thought that's low?
For McBride tonight. I thought that was a tricky one. And it's easy to see tonight after they lost and he didn't make it that he didn't get it. But like also if you look at the matchup, it's a hard one.
Yeah.
Tough one, man.
Yeah.
Spurs can put a lot of size out there. You know? They able to put a lot of size out there.
Too. That was my concern a little bit for this matchup, like defensively, like how is that gonna play? But honestly, it didn't really the only player that really made a massive impact with their height was Wemby. Like Vassell was hot tonight. I don't think I've ever seen Vassell shoot this well. Like I've tapped in a few times to Spurs games, but like damn near shooting 50% from the field, got 23 points. Decided to be a young version of Chris Middleton, as we discussed yesterday on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of those nights, man. You know, a lot of fans want to talk about Bogdanovich.
What? I thought we were going to go past it. I thought we were going to let it go.
One half of the construction company,
B&B. CK, you're trying to duck this now. I see this. Because we had this. You said with no Burks out there.
Yeah.
It would be better.
No, I'm not. I ain't ducking nothing. Yeah, no, he's butt. Okay. I tried. I fought for him. And he gave us some life. He gave us some life in the last game. But look. I stand by his footage. You know, the middle-aged Luka, he has a good resume.
The middle-aged Luka.
That's what I've been calling him, bro. He has a good resume. It's just since he put on that New York, he's just one of those victims of the jersey being too heavy. Because the misses are interesting, bro. Like, the way he misses are just – it's just interesting. So I was hoping that we were going to skip him. I was really hoping we weren't going to bring it up at all. Yeah,
it's hard not to because every time he comes in the game, it turns in every game. They go right at him. When you play an athletic team, forget about it. They put him on skates every time. And especially when the Spurs were getting those transition advantages, it just seemed like every time it's either Bogdanovich getting beat down the floor or by the time they get it to the other side of the floor, he's trying to stop somebody and they're scoring over him. Then on the flip side, he's, again, construction business. Building a brick house.
Yeah.
Not a good sign, man. He's looking pretty washed right now.
Yeah. So, if we were to look what happened to Grimes, I don't know if you saw what Shams tweeted out during the game.
Yeah.
A source says Detroit Pistons guard Quentin Grimes will miss the rest of the season to rehab lingering muscle soreness related to knee injury suffered in January. No surgery required and bone bruise in knee has healed. Grimes will be eligible for an extension prior to the next season. So...
Tough one, man. Tough one. Tough setback for Q Dot, man. Feel bad for him, man.
Is it a setback, CP? Or is it saying, I don't want to play for this bum Spurs Pistons team?
Let me just rehab. I'm going to H-Town.
Because I wouldn't want to play for that team right now either.
I was going to say, no.
His camp cut the cord early. Like, yo, listen, man. This muscle thing is not going away anytime soon, man.
Yeah.
I mean, go back to H-Town and just go chill.
Right. My knee. I can't play. Ow.
The coach don't even want to be there. You're right, man. You're right. Yeah, I can't blame Q and his camp. Shut it down. Shut it down. We need his physical therapy bad, man. That knee's balking up on me.
Yeah.
Great point. Great point on that. Shout out to Two Lifted franchise shadow member. $20 Super Chats. Congrats, KFTV, on 500 and many more episodes to come. Salute to you. Salute to John L. Torre, franchise channel member, $5 Super Chats. Can use some therapy after tonight's loss. From the immortal words of Florida Evans, damn. One of those. Shout out to Constantine, our guy over there in Germany, man. It's late in Germany, but Constantine is rocking with us. He says, this light's definitely about to fall down. 24 Euro Super Chat. Tough loss tonight. It really hurts, but congrats on you guys. Huge what you guys do here. Love you. Peace from Germany. Here's to the next 500. Constantine, we appreciate your support, man. Always supporting us with Super Chat, so we definitely appreciate that. Okay, make sure I didn't miss anything else. Rambo says, no free throws, playoff mantra. Get it from the mud. Shout out to Rambo from Tampa. Shout out to Timothy Dantzler Sr. Just joined the franchise channel members as well. Jay Livingston, Fight Out Super Texas. Knicks fan since the days of King and Hubie. Tough loss, but it was fun down the stretch. Playoff intensity with Wemby. Damn it. And shout out to DJ Edgy. A 10-pound super chat says, milk and two sugars, please. We all know why the construction bogey is on the team for that future trade for another key piece. Yeah, that's what.
What does 10 pounds translate to in dollars?
10 pounds, maybe like, what, 18 bucks? Still a little currency conversion here. Real time on Knicks Fan TV.
And go.
Here we
go. First one.
Does anybody know their
10 pounds
conversion?
To dollars, it's $12.63.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. We're creeping up on them.
Look at us.
Damn. That's it?
That's it, isn't it?
Wow. How about Euro? Where are we at against the Euro now? Is it dollar for dollar with the Euro or close to it?
Oh, imagine. Maybe.
$11.69.
Ooh. Mm. Wow.
No, Constantine sent us 24 Euro. So, yeah.
About like, yeah. Wow.
Just about there. Interesting. Very, very interesting, man. Okay. That means, okay, all right. Well, appreciate our friends over in Europe for the mm-hmm. support, man. We definitely appreciate it. All right, to the phones we go. I mean, to the Discord, actually. Stilico, let's go. Stilico, the mayor of the Discord, let's go.
Check 1-2.
Tell him why you're mad, man. Let's go.
Listen, let me tell you what it was like in the Discord with this being episode 500.
Yeah, how's it going,
this
man?
This is like taking me back to high school. You got the homecoming game going up. Everybody knows people was preparing because they scheduled you against a bum team that everybody's been scoring on all year. And then you get there and your quarterback drops the ball.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk in the hallways. Everybody's just like, let me get to class. I don't want to see anybody right now. I'm just mad. That's what I felt like in that Discord today, because we were all ready for episode 500. And I'll tell you who needs the shout out today is TM.
Yeah,
because TM has been getting everybody hyped all week long for the fact that we had episode 500.
Yeah,
he was making sure all the members knew way ahead of time. This is going to be episode 500. It's going to be a blast.
Mm-hmm.
He was pinging people in the Discord, be like, hey, this is episode 500. Y'all got to be here.
Nice.
And so we were all hyped for this game and for episode 500 because we were going to blow these daggone Spurs out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I watched an abomination where our team looked like they did way back in like December and November where nobody was landing a shot. I mean, Josh Hart was like physical proof that the plus-minus stat needs some tweaking. Because that man shot 30% from the field and had one of the highest plus-minuses in the game.
Yeah. It's one of those situations, man.
But listen, we're going to get it together. Hopefully our center duo gonna get things figured out. Hopefully
That's my biggest concern. Both of those. I don't know what the Hartenstein thing is gonna be. Was he playing off of adrenaline? That looked like a bad fall, a bad reaction. And I don't know if he was just off of adrenaline. Is there any ligament damage? Any bone bruise? That was bad. That looked bad.
But anyway,
luckily it's the offhand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Happy 500, everybody.
Yeah. All right, man.
500 more.
Stay up, man. Stilico on the Discord. Salute to Stilico. Salute to TM, man, for basically building the Discord for us. And we now have a franchise channel member section of the Discord for strictly franchise channel members to get together and chat it up on the Discord. So shout out to TM for building out different wings, man. You guys got to get with the Discord. I'm telling you, get with the Discord. Call in with the Discord. Do your group chats with the Discord. We have everything there for you, man. Everything. Absolutely everything. Okay. Yeah, the Hartenstein wrist injury looked very, very funny, man. Yeah, lucky it is the offhand. Seymour Blunts. Yeah. Seymour Blunts. That's a
Teddy Osmond. What is wrong with you?
Oh, man, I was tight. I was tight.
Oh, my God.
Why even do that, man?
I was tight, man.
Because that's who he is, man. Is there anything positive from
tight.
Teddy Osmond when it comes to playing against us?
And I didn't feel like anybody really backed up Hartenstein either on that, to be honest
with
you, man.
I've always had an issue with that.
I didn't really, you know, it's a different generation. These guys are all soft. You know, they're ready to jersey swap before the game's even over. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's where you need somebody like Oak out there. And Mace.
Yeah, we need an enforcer, man. We need an enforcer.
Jules would have done it.
Yeah, was Hart
would
have
done
it. Play.
But you know who the enforcer is on this team, though? It is Hart.
The shoulder injury?
Oh, right.
That's
right.
True.
Right. That's part of the problem.
Very true.
That's part of the problem. Y'all got to back your bands up, man. He was on the
guy
on
who backs you up, he needs some help.
He
now.
Needs some help, too.
Yeah.
Right.
They should have backed him up, man. I didn't like that, man.
Where Josh Hart at? I thought he was supposed to be there.
Yeah. Wow. You know?
He drank too much breath.
I didn't back the brother up. They just found out he's one of us. And nobody came to his rescue.
They did. Yeah.
Black History Month was last month, I guess.
It's every month, CP.
That's right.
Jeez, man.
Correct, man.
No one can help Black Jokic?
Nobody help Black Jokic out, man?
Come on, man.
He put in his dues. He put in work.
Yeah.
Nah, but when Mitch tweaked the left ankle, I said no.
Bro,
I don't want to see no more of this.
Did you guys hear what?
Get me out of here.
Did you hear on the roommate show? Did you hear what Hartenstein calls himself? He's like, there's light skin.
No,
he is
CK,
bright skin.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Did she say?
Bright skin. Yeah. It's
man,
great.
Nobody want to help him up, man. Sign of the times. Sign of the times. Anyway,
the bright skin brother.
Come on, man.
Anyway. Who is this? Back to the Discord. Too Cold T. Cole. Go ahead and unmute your mic. Too Cold T. Cole, and then we'll go to LP after that. Too Cold, let's go.
LP.
Too Cold, are you there? I saw some audio levels coming out of the microphone on the Discord.
Peter, gonna get you, I guess.
LP, let's go. I know you want to get in here. You was at the game. Let's go, man. Give us the rundown.
Yes, sir. Yo, CP, can you hear me?
You loud and clear, man. What happened tonight, man? What's going on? Give us the rundown.
Man. Yo, CP, I'm disgusted. I'm on the drive home back to Austin, man.
Okay.
Man. I mean, you know, Brunson, we all saw it. He was killing him, man. But golly, man, and with these calls, man, the refs were doing and reviewing and replay review and all that craziness, man.
Yeah.
God, I just think Brunson got tired, man, to be honest with you, man. I mean, I'm watching the game in person. Tired, man. You can see he didn't even really want to shoot the ball. He was trying to – he just couldn't get any – couldn't get Deuce to score. I don't know what's up with Josh passing up on these jump shots, man. He just needs to just shoot it, man. He's just not shooting it when he's open. And then, you know, he's driving and passing the ball too much. I mean, it was a good game, man, and, you know, we split with the Spurs, but damn, man, I sure wanted to sweep them, and, you know, me living in Texas, man, you know, I just wanted to just get the win, and I went with my boys tonight, man, so I'm going to have all Spurs fans with me in the car.
Oh,
I'm
you got Spurs fans with you in the car?
Yeah, man, well, because these are my boys I grew up with, so, you know, they're Spurs fans, but I'm not. I'm a Knicks fan, so, you know.
I mean, they got phones, right? Man, drop them off and tell them hit an Uber, man. Get up out of there, man.
An Uber app they can check out.
I know, man. I know, CP, man, but yo.
No, it ain't that far.
It is,
man, you probably about half hour away. It ain't that far. Drop them off, put them in Uber.
Around.
Yeah.
They can pay full price for that thing around.
Yeah, man. All right, man. I'm driving right now. Too Cold, Tico. Mac, let's go, man. How you feeling, OG, man?
Put them in the trunk.
Play it, CP.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we gotta play it, man. Back. He ain't ready anyway, so we gotta get it to him, man.
Put them in the trunk.
Put them in the what?
Put them in the trunk.
For one good measure. It is the 500th episode, man.
Yes.
Take it and apply it to everybody. Bogey, the refs. The homies is riding with LP in the car right now. All of them.
Woof.
All of it, man. All of it.
Put them in the trunk.
Put them in the what?
Man.
Put them in the trunk.
That's it. That's it, man.
A repeat.
Can you hear me?
There you go, Mac. Let's go. All right. Mac, we were hearing you, and then you put your audio on mute again. All right. So he's having trouble with the technology. It's okay. It's all right. 500.
You.
Episodes. Yes. And we got T-Cole. T-Cole is with us now.
Oh, I am pulled over at a gas station right now because I just got back from the game.
Yeah.
Sucks that we lost. But I got fortunate. You know, I bought a ticket last night. I was in the 100 section.
Okay.
I had a homie that had a coworker
that
couldn't go.
What'd you pay for that?
So
$5?
Behind the bench.
What'd you
What's
pay,
up?
$5? What'd you pay, 5 or 10?
Nah, I spent a little bit more than that, but I got hooked up with tickets behind the bench.
Okay.
So I had my KFTV merch on. People were hitting me up like, yo, is that you on TV? Is that you on TV, you know?
Oh, you was
got
on TV?
Yes,
I
was.
I
got a picture,
that,
I got
yeah,
a picture with
that.
Mike Green, too. So
there you go.
Even though we lost, I still got a picture with Mike Green. I want to say congratulations on 500 episodes.
Appreciate you,
Cheers
bro.
To 500 more. This is the best show, you know what I mean? I was at the game, and
yes, sir.
I had a lot of people shouting out KFTV and how much they love it and everything. So
appreciate it,
keep
man.
Doing what y'all are doing, and I got to get back to Austin.
Yes,
much
sir.
Love.
Drive safe, man. Hey, if you see LP, tell them get them guys out the car, man. Take a Uber.
I bet. Jeez.
Two Cole and LP both headed to Austin, man. Small
hey,
world.
Did we ever catch who it was behind the Knicks bench in the KFTV merch? Did we ever get a hold of who that was?
When?
You didn't see it in the game? Right behind the Knicks
oh,
bench.
Oh, that's him. That was Two Cole, probably.
Got it. Okay. Because I didn't see the face. God saying in the broadcast, I'm like, let me know in the chat. Who
wait,
is
what, quarter, what quarter was this? I might have been putting a little man to sleep, so I missed like some of the
he
early
a
parts
few
of the
times,
game.
But he was right behind the bench. He was right
oh,
behind
wow.
the bench.
Oh, wow. Okay. All
but
right.
I only saw the shirt. I never got to see face. So I said it in the chat. I'm like, yo, if we know who it is, let us know.
Yeah. That must have that must have been him. That must have been him.
He said he got upgraded to behind the bench, right?
Yeah.
So that had to be him. Had to be him. Yeah.
That must have been him, man.
Yeah. That was dope.
Wow. Well, salute to everybody, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Yeah, once again, man, when you guys go to the games and, you know, and you got
Come
good
on,
seats.
Man.
We're not talking about, you know, if you're in the 300s. You go to the games, you got good seats. Tag us. Tag us in your stories. Tag us on Instagram, on Twitter. Let us, you know, share that experience so that we can share that, the community, and let the people know that you're in here, man. So that we can let the people know that you're in here. So shout out to everybody that was down in the Alamo representing the brand. We appreciate it. Tough loss, but it just is what it is, man. It's one of those nights. You know, just a little reset, a little act right, and the Knicks will be back on track before you know it. They just got a man up, and Sunday, no better time to do that with the OKC Thunder, the best in the West, headed to MSG, man. And speaking of manning up, fellas, we got to salute one of our sponsors. And when we talk about 500 episodes, Manscaped has been with us for probably about 300 of them. So shout out to our guys at Manscaped, man, the number one men's grooming tool below the waist and above the waist. And this episode, fellas, is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions at Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below the waist grooming. Clear out the winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers, man. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use our code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Al, you know, let the people know the final part, man. This is your time.
Look, no testimonies, okay? No testimonies. But TP, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I now got the screen right in front of me. And look at this graphic, man. I mean, you got these with the products there. Wow, talk about the upgrade.
We came a long way over these 500
episodes.
You don't
even
have
to hold the item anymore. People can just
it
right there
on
the screen.
That's it, right there. You see all the products, man. The ball deodorant, the ball toner. You got the weed whacker, air nose, and whatever trimmer. You got the Lawnmower 5.0. No testimonials.
It was all there. Yeah.
Look at that, man. Shout out to Gamble. We came a long way from 1 to 500, man. It's the evolution of KFTV, man. When the people support, when they share, like, share, subscribe, this is what happens, man. We upgrade the presentation. This is what we try to do, man. Got to give to the people, man. Value, value, value. Shout out to K Marco, man. $20 super chat. A big shout out to KFTV on 500 post games. I've been here rocking with y'all like since like episode 50 or something. Congratulations here to the next 500. Yeah, no question. K Marco's been one of those ones, man. He's been with us. K Marco's been in here. Junior Caroma, I see. Shout out Ric Flair. What's good?
Oh, Bronx Bandit. He says CP kept playing that shaver too close to his beard. He's talking about the old. He's talking about the
1.0. Yeah. No more product demonstrations. No more product demonstrations.
CP was bugging. He was like, yeah, right here. Listen to that on the mic. I'm like, yo, ooh, ee.
Got a little light, like blinding people. Like,
gotta have the right touch, man. Gotta have the right touch, you know? Yeah. Shout out to them.
My man said you gotta have the right touch. Good Lord.
I'm so glad we didn't play the Raptors tonight because that could have gone south.
That could have. All right, man. Who else? Let me make sure I'm not missing anybody. All right, back to the phones. Yeah, Discord's cleared out. Okay, back to the phones we go. 347, what's your name? Where are you calling in from? 798.
Yo.
Yo, how you feeling?
It's good, yo. It's Nick from Flatbush. Nick from Flatbush. Been a minute.
Yes, sir. Nick, how you feeling?
Only two things I want to say about the game tonight. So Brunson is the first player since the NBA-ABA merger to have 61 points with less than 7 free throws. So put that in perspective. Number two, Mike Breen, you from New York, bro. Don't let the ref get off like that, bro. Come on, bro. You from New York.
I have a little
New York pride to you.
Bro,
you know
that's
what I'm
just
saying?
Thing, man. Like, I sometimes get the feeling that, like, Breen, he covers for the league a little too much, man. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, man.
I get it.
You know, you big ESPN man. Like, you the big man on campus. But come on. You got to call it for what it is sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, I just want to tell you, CP, CK, JD, Alex, you know, congratulations on 500. You know, I've been rocking with y'all since, I think the first thing I ever seen y'all was on my feed. Y'all reacted to the 2019, when we got the third pick in 2019.
Yeah.
So, like, I really started rocking with y'all. You know, my mom's passed, you know, like 2 or 3 years ago. You know, it was a real rough time for me. Like, y'all video has really got me through, like, some real rough times. So, like, I appreciate that. You know, I met you, CP, at the Bulls game on Christmas Eve. I think that was last season. Real cool, you know, real stand-up dude, you know, like, I appreciate everything. Yeah, y'all give us, you know, the platform for us Knicks fans to really just, you know, express how we feeling day-to-day, you know, it's therapy over here. And just appreciate y'all for really giving us the platform to really just have a voice because, you know, You know how the media be trying to do us Knicks fans, man. So I really appreciate y'all for standing up and really holding it down for us. Shout out to Manscaped. Hit the like button for your boys. I'ma holler at y'all. Appreciate y'all for everything. I got my little shot of whiskey. Congratulations to 500. Let's go for 500 more. I appreciate y'all.
Let's do it, man. Cheers to you. And you know, we happy that, you know, we were able to provide a little bit of light in your life during a tough time. And we hear that from so many people, and we never take that for granted. Never take that for granted. And that's why, you know, win, lose, or draw, we show up every night. And, you know, if it's a loss, we try to balance the scales a little bit, maybe with some levity, maybe with some fun, try to balance things out. If it's a win, you know, we all in the trenches together regardless. So we definitely appreciate the sentiments from the fans, especially – you know, those that that we help, because it means a lot. It means a lot to them. It means a lot to us, for sure.
Absolutely, man.
For sure.
Facts.
Yes, sir. All right. Who else we got here? Let's get to some more.
We also got a soundbite from Tom Thibodeau on
fouls. Do. Okay.
You in the flat.
I just I literally just looked at it. All right. So let me pull this up. Let's get that in there. Yeah, as my man said, you know, Brunson with the foul call, making history, 6 free throw attempt. And here is Tibbs. Let me turn up the volume here. Shout out to TM. Okay, let me get to the volume. Okay, here is Tibbs' post-game presser comments on Brunson with the fouls. Here we go. All right, so Tibbs trying to keep a little extra coin in his pocket, wouldn't elaborate. Yeah. But, you know, it's unfortunate because it seems like Brunson is starting to get – and it's funny because I don't recall the last guard that we've seen this happen to, but he's starting to get, like, that Shaq treatment or even a LeBron treatment or even a Greek Freak treatment where those guys that are just big and strong and physical and can handle getting hit and stay upright. It doesn't look like they're phased, but to the letter of the law, they're getting fouled.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's frustrating, man, because on one side you're like, man, he's so tough, and the other side is like, yo, where's the respect? Where's the call?
Yeah,
it's not balanced, man. It's not there. It's not there.
It reminds me of the times when Melo would just get beat.
Melo, same way.
You know, like, with, like, fouled left and right.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, no foul call. I'm like, bro, the one that always sticks out in my head is, like, his headband is literally around his face, but you're not going to call a foul. And for times when you watch Brunson, it's like, the dude's falling. He's getting hit. Like, can we just call a foul, man? Like, he's not Shaq. He's not any of these centers. He's a guard. Like, yes, he plays physical. He's strong, but can you at least call a foul? Same thing with RJ, man. RJ would barely get fouled.
RJ was, but yeah, he for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So,
it's crazy because he's undersized. So it's like, and I get it, he's tough, but it's like, you know, a lot of the stuff and the way that he, and the thing is, it's not even like he baits. Like, he is getting hit for a lot of these. And we're seeing, like, you know, in the past, like the James Hardens and the Trae Youngs that we had to witness, they're getting like 10, 12 free throws a game doing the same things, but they're baiting them, but getting the same type of contact. And Brunson ending damn near every game with a black eye and 4 free throws. It's crazy.
It is crazy, man. So, shout out to JB. Outstanding individual performance by him tonight, but a tough loss overall for the Knicks. And as we look at the key stats of the night, I mean, look at the shooting by the Spurs. 53% from the field. Just one of those nights, man. 53% from the field, 40% from three. Conversely, the Knicks shot 46% from the field, 37% from three. Not bad at all. Free throws, pretty neck and neck here. 83% from the free throw line for the Knicks on 12 attempts. But the Spurs got 26 of their points from the free throw line, shooting 81%. Knicks won the rebounding battle 50-46. Spurs winning, obviously, the assists battle 34-24. It seemed like every pass they made, a shot was converted, and especially in the first half. So, you know, they did what they needed to do there. 15 Spurs turnovers led to 21 Knicks points. 12 turnovers led to 16 Spurs points. Fast break battle. Knicks did catch up on this with better defense in the second half, but the Spurs did win it 22-19. Points in the paint, 62 for the Knicks, 46 for the Spurs. Largest lead, 2 by the Knicks, 21 by the Spurs, man. Al, what'd you think about the stats, man?
I think the thing that stands out, even though it's not a great disparity, it's the fast break points and the points in the paint, those two in particular, because when I was breaking this game down with Noah yesterday, the two things that I brought up is that the Spurs, they're a young team, so a lot of stuff that they're going to do, they're going to be bad at. But the two things they're strong at is actually getting out on fast break and scoring in transition, and then also scoring within the paint. And those are two areas where the Knicks – you know, they're good at protecting the paint, limiting opponents from scoring in the paint. And I was like, that's where rubber's going to meet the road, where are the Knicks going to waver? Because if the Spurs can play their game, it's going to play to their hand. Even though it's, you know, Knicks were able to go 62-46, still, you will get the shooting percentage. At one point, the Spurs were shooting over 50%. I think it was 55% throughout this game. So, you know, they're just getting easy looks in the paint. And then fast breaks, I mean, the Knicks were just a step slow, and they were getting easy buckets in transition, and that's part of the reason why the Knicks had to work their way back into it. So those two stats really stand out to me, because then you incorporate the fantastic three-point shooting by the Spurs. That's just a tough matchup for anybody to come back from.
Yeah. CK, how about you, man? What do you think?
Alex brought up a point that, you know, I think we mentioned earlier as well, that I just feel like we can't let slide. Like, you actually, I think it was you that brought it up, as the assist numbers, because there was so many opportunities of open jumpers that I feel like the Spurs had. We did a better job in the second half, but still, I feel like we were just, I don't know if it's just a combination of us taking this game for what it was as a bum night, or if the Spurs just really played with that extra gear, but it just felt like they were the aggression from the Spurs was very different from how they played throughout the majority of the season.
Because
we talked about the stats. They're not very good in a lot of the shooting percentages, whether it be the from the field in general or from three. And tonight they look like this is something they've been doing all season long. And, you know, this is – I think you guys said the best, Chuck D, some of the super chats, and you guys said the best. This is just the humbling that we needed.
Yeah.
We had two great back-to-back wins just now. We're feeling ourselves. Got the third seed. We're breaking Knicks records left and right. Damn near almost had two dudes break the record again in the same night against Toronto. You know, Brunson, all 26. I just feel like this is just one of those games where we probably just need that humbling and realizing that, yeah, we got to still refine ourselves and get prepared for the playoffs because, you know, it's the Spurs just took advantage of us in a lot of ways outside of even just the referees when it comes to shooting because to end the first half, shooting in the 50s with this team that has not been doing that at all this season, that's something that we got to look in the mirror and be sure that we're ready for to never happen again going forward.
Caught him lacking, man. Shout to Kate out in the chat since we showed up too late. Anthony Parasol, they have some quick athletes. Yeah, that was very apparent from the onset of this game. I was like, this Knicks need to wake up because this team, San Antonio team, is ready to roll. So this is one of those nights, man. 130 to 126, Knicks lose in overtime to the Spurs. The key stats of the night are brought to you guys by Underdog Fantasy. Shout out to our sponsors at Underdog Fantasy, man. A great service, a fun service to use if you're into the fantasy games, whether it's daily fantasy or the pick'em games. Either way, go to underdogfantasy.com. Use our code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. It's a quick and easy way to get involved in the game. Let's say you want to just start off with $20. They will match you $20 of house money, and then you'll have $40 to play with. And as I said, they have two games that you can choose from, the pick'ems, similar to what you've seen us play over the last couple of years. Pick between 2 to 5 players. You're going to predict whether those players are going to do higher or lower than a given stat projection that Underdog lays out for that night, and you have a chance to win up to 20 times your money. Underdog also offers a lot of promotions each day, so make sure you guys tap in, follow them on social media as well, so that you can capitalize on some of the deals that they provide. But we also do the daily fantasy draft. So yes, we do put money up, but it's also for bragging rights. And tonight's draft featuring myself, JD, and Alex. And boy, I caught a rude awakening on the last draft because I totally thought I took that one home. But Team JD Sports Talk crept up and snatched the money the ski mask way late night, last minute, while I was sleeping, literally while I was sleeping. And then I get a DM from him the next day. Who won the draft last night? And I said, I didn't even check. I said, I did.
Me, yeah.
Next thing I know, I lost that one by 10. But tonight, Team Traticaster has a sizable lead right now with 315 fantasy points. Because who did he pick in the draft? And I was on auto draft, by the way. But who did he pick in the draft? Number one pick? Jalen Brunson. With 76 fantasy points. I mean, you get a point for every point scored. So you started off with 61, right?
Right.
But he did get a steal, and he did get assists. So those are some extra multipliers there. So 76 fantasy points for Brunson. You had Jokic on your team. Was it Jokic? Yes. Was probably your first pick.
He was my first pick.
First pick. 56 fantasy points for Jokic. 32-10, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Who else was a notable one here for you? Jalen Green, continuing on his rampage, fellas.
I don't want to tell you where I chose Jalen Brunson because I was a little disappointed in both of you.
My whole thing was on auto. Whole thing. I completely forgot after I sent you guys the invite like I usually do. Like I usually do. 34, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals for Jalen Green, man. I mean, is he not one of the hottest players right now in this closing quarter of the season? Insane, man.
Yeah, Green's going crazy right
now. He's going crazy.
100%.
So those are your top 3 notables, and that's why you have a huge lead right now. So good job by Alex. JD's team with 281 in second place. He had Wemby. So Wemby was his first pick. 40, 20, 7 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Insane fantasy numbers there. He also had Fred Van Fleet, 22, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals for Wemby, 3 blocks for Fred Van Fleet. What? Insane. Insane. And then let's see my team. Who did the computer pick for me? So they picked Luka Doncic, 26, 9 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals for Doncic. So that's a good fantasy night for him. But it wasn't much else. I did have Bam, who's a good fantasy player too. 21 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, and a block. And then who else was on my team? Yeah, they gave me bums. They gave me Colin Sexton, Tyrese Mack. No, come on, man. Jalen Williams? No. This draft wouldn't have went down like that if I was drafting. But either way, play at home, play to win, play responsibly, man. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Use our code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. Okay.
Hold on 1 second, Steve.
Yes.
1 second. Because I do have to respond to a tweet
that
one Mr. JD Sports Talk sent out the other day. And it's interesting he's not in the chat right now.
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's a front runner, man. He shows up when he's winning.
Where is he?
He tweeted this, CP.
Yeah.
He tweeted this. He said, your boy CP the franchise was celebrating early last night. He thought he was going to win, down 60, comeback victory, typical night against these rooks. So he's including me in this tweet.
Yep.
You know, and then he gives the promotion. Obviously, go to underdogfantasy.com, use our promo code KFTV.
Yeah.
Get to $100 match, as CP's always said. But I had to respond. I was like, typical night? I won 3 of the last 5 matchups between you guys. Now I'm 4-6.
What's a typical night there, JD?
What's a typical night?
Nowhere to be found. He's outside getting after it, man. Daniel on the Discord. Daniel, go ahead and I'll mute your mic. Hey, you muted it. You already were unmuted. Go ahead.
Am I good?
You're good now, sir. How you doing?
Doing good, man. First time caller.
Yep.
Long time listener. I listened back to you guys with the Jay Ellis days.
Nice. Episode 500. You've been with us for a minute.
for a little bit. I'm replay gang.
Nice.
I listen to you while I'm working, but I'm out here in Phoenix, so you guys hold it down for me. I don't have anyone to talk Knicks to, so you guys are who I talk Knicks to.
There we go. There we
in
go.
In my head when I'm listening to you, but
yeah.
Congrats on the 500 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you guys are doing, but I'll be a rapid fire man.
That's it.
Shout out to you guys.
Right.
I didn't catch too much of the game, man. I was on dad duty. I caught the tail end of overtime, but
yeah.
Bummer, but
respect to that, man. Hey, listen, man, you got to pull up on us in Summer League, man. Summer League's going to be another good one, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'm not too far from Vegas. Maybe like 5.5 hours away. So for sure, I definitely want to try to get out there and do the Summer League thing.
Yeah, definitely, man. And you know, Phoenix might be on our travel list maybe next year. So you never know, man. Just stay up with us. Call back anytime, man.
Hey, man, it's cool out here. Come check it out.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. Shout out to Daniel on the Discord. TK, you've been out there like that? I've only been out there for business for like a stop and go.
And it's been anything but cool, honestly. I don't know what he's talking about.
I heard Scarsdale is popping, though. Is it Scottsdale? No, Scottsdale.
Oh, no.
Scottsdale. I heard
Scottsdale.
No, Scottsdale
is in New York, CP. Scarsdale is in Westchester County. Let's get that correct.
No. Look, Phoenix as a city is dope. I'm just talking about the weather, bro.
Cool. Yes, not cool.
Yeah,
not
that's
cool.
What I'm
not
saying.
Cool.
No, Phoenix is cool. I've been out there a few times. Yeah, no, it's cool. People are, they're out there.
Yeah, but it's
a dope. It's a dope space. The food is fire. Food is
nice.
Fire out there for sure.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I gotta get out there. If you hit up over there,
I might come too. That's a drive for me too.
That might be.
I'll make that stop.
Yeah, CP's 5-hour trip away.
Yes.
Plane ride.
Five-hour plane ride. For sure. Yeah. For sure, man. Shout out to Lash in the chat. Lash, what's good, man? How you feeling, man? And speaking of meetups, Miami is looking good so far, man. A lot of RSVPs coming through from our friends down in South Beach, man. So if you guys are in the Florida area or you're planning to come down, we will be headed down, man, for Knicks versus Heat April 2nd. We have the fan meetup, and it will be at Black Market Bayside 401 Biscayne Boulevard. Meet us there for pregame happy hour at 5 p.m. Yeah, shout out to everybody that's coming down there. We got a nice group gathering right now. And, yeah, we are headed to the Kaseya Center, Knicks versus Heat on Tuesday. So we will see you guys down there. We will see you guys down there. So to everybody that is planning to meet us there, very much looking forward to it. Okay, a couple more on the phones before we wrap. 757, what's the name? Where are you calling in from? 757. Yo, hey.
Hey, you can hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, snap, Bill. I'm on Knicks Fan TV. All right. Yeah, this is Jay Cruz from Connecticut. I was at the San Antonio game, right?
Wow.
Sorry, my wife was sleeping. Yeah. Yo, Jalen Brunson just signed my cereal, and he signed my jersey, boy. Yo.
Whoa.
Great day. Great. I know. The Catalina Crunch, you got to try it, man.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yo, okay, rapid fire. Yo. The rest were straight doo-doo water, and I'm going to let y'all go. Man, hey, salute to you guys. Congratulations on 500 episodes. Peace.
Peace. Yo. Bro. But then the guy say, babe, I'm on Knicks Fan TV right now. Then he tells us she's knocked out. She's sleeping.
Apparently he thought she might have been awake.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing, though. He really didn't say anything. The rabbit fire.
Hey, rapid fire. Brunson inside my cereal and my jersey. Yeah, ref sucked. I'm out of here. Wife sleep. Good times.
Respect, though,
I love
man.
This show. Shout out to A. Cruz, man. Call back
in Connecticut to San Antonio to watch this game, though.
Wow. With the 7-5, with a Virginia number.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, nah, some ain't adding up.
Yeah, the math ain't math.
He living in Phoenix.
Right. 516, what's your name? Where you calling it from? Rapid fire, let's go.
Peace. Sean from Griselda.
Yo, my guy, how you feeling, man?
Good, how you been, bro?
Good, man. Good to hear from you, man.
Yo, congrats on 500. Rapid fire. Just want to let you know real quick, tonight was proof that we need Julius back ASAP.
Yeah.
To get a buck at the end of that game. Kind of, as good as it was to see somebody drop 61 points, it was kind of tough to watch all that ISO ball at the end. We needed something else. But I want to ask you guys, who you want to play in the first round if you had to choose between, obviously the Orlandos, Miami, Indiana. I wouldn't be too mad with a 4 seed to play Orlando because, honestly, I don't want to really – Miami and Indiana, they're those teams that are like, any given night, they can give you a rough night. So,
yeah.
Just rapid fire. I want to know what you think. First round, congratulations on 500.
Yeah.
And cheers to 500 more.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, that was part of my list. I'm going to talk more about that on Knicks Weekly for sure on Monday. But, yeah, Miami's last on my list. I just don't trust it. Cleveland would be
number one.
You see
what they did tonight? You see what Miami did tonight?
What they do?
Bro, they beat the Portland Trailblazers, but still, they beat them 142-82.
Wow.
And 60 points, bro. Like, you can't sleep on 60 points.
Mm.
You give it up 60 points, that's downright disgraceful.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. Harrison Dolan on the Discord, guy. Now mute your mic. Rapid fire, let's go.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. 500, let's go.
Yeah, congratulations. Listen, man, I'm mostly calling to just say congrats. I love what you guys do. I've been tapped in since the Jay Ellis days. And,
mm-hmm.
I actually, this week, I stumbled on an episode 97.
Mm-hmm.
It was Knicks Nets. There was Jay Ellis and Macri on there. It was
nice.
When Kyrie hit that three. Man.
Yeah, the one that he hit over RJ?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I didn't like that one, man. That was a tough day.
Yeah, man, nobody liked that one. That was bad. But I just want to revisit. I was looking at the comments, and, it really made me think of how far we've come.
Two,
there were people saying we should start Knox over Marcus Morris. Someone said, man. Someone said that. Yeah. Someone said Alonzo Trier will be a great number two option behind RJ Barrett.
We got to find a way to, go back in time and just, expose old takes. We got to have a segment man. We got to have to. That's funny.
We were ride or die. We were ride or die for some mid players, but respect to everyone.
Yeah.
Just put on the Knicks jersey. Listen, man, congratulations on 500. Real quick, if I got a question before I go, what are the guys going to do about these no calls on Brunson? Because at this point, it's kind of getting ridiculous, even in overtime.
Yeah.
Looks like he got fouled two or three times, and they're just not calling it. So, you know, is there a way that the guys can kind of weather that storm? But appreciate it. I'll tap in on show number 1,000.
Yes,
and
sir.
Everyone stay well.
Thanks for the support, man. Harrison Dolan, man, always tapping in.
Hey, don't wait that long, though. There's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Come back. Come
back.
Hey,
come through for 501 on Sunday.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Come through for 501 on Sunday. ISOZO Hive. Oh, my God. I got to go back through that, man. There's so much content on this channel. It's like, I would have loved to have put together like some sort of crazy compilation, but it's just like, you know, it'd be so much work. It's so much content to sift through, man. So yeah, but yeah, no, we're going to do it. We're definitely going to figure it out how to put that to good use. But yeah, what more can they do? Same thing they're doing now. It's call it out and hope for more respect on the next one. That's all you can do. You know, Phil Jackson was notorious for doing that with the Bulls. You just got to do what you got to do. Keep trying.
I want Tips to get one fine from it. I ain't going to lie to you.
I got the check.
I want Chance to get one fine from it. Have Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson on roommates talk about how they paid his fine.
Yeah,
that's what I want. That's what I want. I'm being serious. I want Chance. I want, you know, Grizzle, like, it was a bad night. Like, I just want him to go crazy and just, you know, get that fine, put the notice out there, and we move. That's how I feel personally, because I feel like it's just gonna keep going this way. Regardless, like you said, there's nothing much we can really do. Referees are going to referee. So the least we can do, you know what I mean, in Tom Thibodeau way, cuss him out, take the fine, and we move. You know what I mean?
True.
Just one time. That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
True indeed.
Well, you know, CK and CP, I'm not going to do that.
We need Tips on here, man, before the playoffs, man. We need Tips on here.
And then I want to Tip Smiles counter when he's on here. I want to see how many times you can get Tips to smile.
Yeah.
I want that counter.
Wow.
That's what I want.
Aaron Ho in the chat says, damn, y'all still on? Their team hashtag new, man. They don't know what we do here.
Bro, we will go on live when we're on vacation.
The facts. I definitely did. Me and you went live.
Yes,
we did. When they signed Devo, when they signed Dante DiVincenzo.
And we traded Obi.
Yeah. I was in the middle of Jamaica, man. I was in paradise, man. I was in paradise. Janky Wi-Fi at all. No backdrop, just a curtain in the backdrop.
Yeah.
No lighting, just the room light and lamp in the room. Ready. I had all my equipment, though. I was ready, except for the lighting. But I had the computer. I had everything I needed, man. Just do the show.
That's how much of a bunch of degenerates we
are
around here.
That's it. That's it. All
there
right.
You go.
Two more, and then it's over with. 347, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's your name, man?
My man, CP, Alex, CK, 2K, great way to call the game. Listen, it's rapid fire, so I'm going to be blunt with you. Hey, my man, if the refs would have called what they had to call, Brunson would have had 69. That would have been a new record for a point guard in New York. Stop saying we're going to get rid of Mitchie the Snitchy. Listen, if we're getting Donovan Mitchell, we don't need my man Hartenstein points. We need Mitchell to get some rebounds. They're going to be shooting like bombers. And happy 500. I want you to know I'm a long-time listener. Hopefully you can have a reunion with Jay Ellis. I'm from back in the days. That would be nice to do if you could bring everybody from the old school. But God bless y'all and thank you. I'm in Florida. We don't get no airplay. No airplay. My name is Montana. Have a good one, boys.
Montana. Yo, meet us in Miami, man.
I'm going to try that, man. That's what's up, man. I'm in Jacksonville.
All right, well, yeah, link up with Rambo. He'll give you a ride down there. He in Tampa. Y'all ain't too far apart. Just link up with Rambo.
All right, have a good one, boys.
All right, no doubt. All right.
You know that I'm a try is a low-key, is the low-key thing. I ain't going to
do that. Yeah, he ain't going to make it, man. He ain't going to make it. He's an OG. He sounds around my age, my speed. I'll be there. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All
right. Yeah, that's what I tell the homies. Like, yeah, I'm going to try to make it, man. I'm going to try, man, you know. Yeah.
You
I'm
going to try to pull up.
Changed.
I'm going to try to pull up, guys. I'm going to try to pull up.
You ain't even get changed. You talking about
Yeah, I'm going to try, man.
You're telling, Yo, you pulling up to this party? It's about to start out. I'm a try, man.
Yeah, I'm a try, man. So, yeah, that's the word. All right, man. Closing the show tonight. Cody Glizak. Let's go. Rapify, let's go.
I'm in the place.
You in the place, sir.
Yo, man. Shout out Manscaped. Shout out Mixin. Shout out Tabernacle, man. Yeah,
sure.
I ain't going to make it. You feel me? Yo, fresh off the return of the great Mitch Law, no snitch Law. I just want to say congratulations on episode 500, man.
Appreciate
beautiful
it, man.
To witness, man. We watching greatness before our eyes, man. Personified, man. Today I'm walking my dog, right? Golden Retriever, piece of garbage,
nice.
Right? I'm walking my dog, right?